Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Another edition of What's On Your Mind. It's Tuesday. We're brought to you today by the North Dakota Farm Bureau, NDFB.org. Great place to find some great deals on a membership benefits there. It costs about $50 a year to be a member of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, and you'll save that a few times over if you go to NDFB.org and check out the membership benefits, buying a new vehicle, staying at a hotel, buying a cell phone plan, Buying one of those awesome generators at Open Road Honda. A lot of things you can do. So check that out at NDFB.org. They bring you this hour of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. It's Ag Day. We love Ag Day on the program. In fact, today on the program, we're going to go to the farm. Well, actually, we'll do it a little easier. We'll bring the farm to us. I think that'd be better, wouldn't it? Yeah, I think it would. It's, I actually love going to the farm. Peterson Farms Seed. Carl Peterson, the namesake himself, will be here today on the program. I have been wondering, endlessly curious, about how folks are faring in different corners of our listening area. And so I just asked the pro to come join us and talk a little bit about what has been somewhat of a challenging planting season with a lot of rain that we've been maneuvering in most parts of the listening area. So curious how you're doing. And if you have a question for Carl, great. Get it in, and we'd be happy to have it answered. Or if you want to let us know how things are going where you're at, we'll get a chance to do that too. So, Ag Day today on the program we call What's On Your Mind. Here is how you join the discussion, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. By the way, did you know that June, the month of June, Todd, you probably know this.
What's that?
June is National Safety Month.
I did not know that.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about farm safety next week with Cindy Collette. She's an EMT, so I look forward to that. North Dakota Farm Bureau line that up for us. Just remind you of be careful out there, okay? By the way, I forgot to give you Todd's number if you want to text Todd with your comments today on the program, 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503. Remember all those numbers because I don't want to have to say them a bunch of times throughout the program because then I have less time to talk to you and say other things. We did have a call last week from a guy that said, I'm tired of you saying the number, and we know the number. All right. I wanted to call back and say, have a nice day, sir. Thank you. Thank you for the...
You know, there are plenty of first-time listeners, and you don't want to leave people out, you know?
Yeah, and some people, though, you know, actually, you know, a very small percentage of people that listen to the program call the program. We know that, right? And sometimes if there's a particular debate waging and people say, I want to get on, and they don't know the number. So, but I do agree. With, that's why I always say you do us the biggest honor when you put the telephone number right there in the speed dial. There are two stories on the national front that I have that have caught my attention a little bit today. And one local one that I just want to spend a couple of minutes talking about here. And then I would love to hear from you on these or any other stories that have caught your attention. One, if I see the video one more time of this police officer in Texas, I'm going to lose my mind. I really am. And, you know, I saw it enough over the last couple of days that I decided to actually watch and dig into this story a little bit. After I saw that there was going to be a rally calling for the firing of the police officer. This is McKinney, Texas, Dallas area. Who has a rally calling for the firing of a police officer? Unless you're a professional protester, you don't do that. That's ridiculous. Do you see a little fire and go out? Yeah, oh, there's a rally. They want that police officer called. Honey, let's go. I mean, my gosh, this is George Soros stir the pot time. You know, Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, real people don't go to these things. I'm sorry. Professional protesters go to them. What do you mean by real people, Scott? I mean people who just go about their lives trying to provide for their families, make an honest living. They don't go to these things. Who does that? And by the way, watch the whole video. Now, I've watched it several times. I don't think this police officer was perfect. You know, I'm not sure the situation called for him to pull his gun, for instance. But nobody got hurt. You know, he pulled his gun, he put his gun back. And by the way, when he did it, there was complete chaos. So he's trying to detain this young girl who is, being a little elusive and a little lippy. And he's, by the way, has a potty mouth himself, but that's not against the law. And all of a sudden, all these people crowd around him. And, if you're a police officer put in harm's way, you know, I don't think that's a situation that you just take lightly. And so he basically kind of, brushed back like, hey, what's going on here? Pulled his gun, and then all of a sudden they flee like flies. Scatter like rats. You know, job well done, I guess. Quieted the situation. The story that's not being told is some locals are really upset about. Evidently, some DJ set up down there in a private neighborhood, right? And they have this pool that is part of an association that you can have like one guest per person or two guests per person or whatever it's controlled. But this turned into this whole mob because this DJ was down there playing some, rap music and sending out tweets saying, hey, come to the pool party in this neighborhood. He wasn't invited by anybody. And all of a sudden, it's kids and more kids and more kids and more kids. And it's completely getting out of control. Police ultimately were called. And that's the story. Crying out loud. I'm amazed. If you haven't seen it, watch it. If you have seen it, I'd like your reaction. I would tend to side with the officer on this. It's total chaos. The students were taunting the officer. He pulls his gun. They leave. And now they plan a rally for the firing of the police officer. By the way, for pointing his gun. He didn't fire it. Pointed his gun. Walk a mile in the shoes of these law enforcement officers before you criticize. This is complete madness.
Yeah, does he know for a fact nobody else has a gun right there ready to point at him?
And you know what? The media loves these stories. Fox News and all of them. They can't wait to get these. I mean, if you want to get on television, there's almost an incentive here to, create one of these incidents so you can try and have the video go viral. That's what it's become. And who's lost, in the process? Law enforcement officers who get up every day trying to protect us. I'm tired of this stuff. Here's what I'd like to see on our screens every 20 seconds. Have you heard about the 88 people detained in Libya? For one reason. They're Christian. ISIS stops his caravan of people from this tiny little country I can't even pronounce. That's Todd's job. He's the one that
okay.
Keeps us on. Do you know how to say it? You work on that for me. Erithea. They're a Eurythians or something. Anyway, they're from a very obscure little country, and there's all this unrest around them. So what do? They leave. They are fleeing, and they flee through Libya, and they are stopped. And ISIS says, "Who here is Muslim?" I am. Okay. Answer the Quran quiz. They start putting them through all their quizzes. And they find out which ones are Christians. They've detained them. They've had them now. And by the way, I think this is a week old, darn near. Just confirmed by the Defense Department yesterday. I don't know what's taken so long. And, it's out there, but it's not getting the attention this police officer is. Folks, and what happened before? We had earlier this year, people, very similar situations, large numbers of people shot and beheaded for their Christian faith. Now this is 88 of these people. That's what we ought to be hearing about on every newscast, because that's real. That's right now. That's beheadings. Show that rather than stirring the pot on the police officers. My take on that. And then one other story that is being reported out of Bismarck today that's just awful. This Bismarck woman accused of leaving two small children alone in her car while she was busy shoplifting on Friday. Which was a hot day. 23 years old. She's being charged in Burley County with felony child neglect and a count of misdemeanor theft of property. Officers were called at 2 p.m. Friday to the Walmart, 2717 Rock Island Place, received a report that she took $40 worth of merchandise from shelves and then tried to get a refund from it at the refund counter and had two children, five and three, left alone in a locked vehicle. Oh, my gosh. My question, is there parenting class? Would it help? What should the punishment for this be? Tell me. Okay. I just flabbergasted, but it's not the first time some kids have been left in the car. Although I have to admit, I don't recall a time when the kids have been left in the car while mom's inside shoplifting. That was a doozy. And probably good for a couple of yucks on some late night television show. But who does this? What parent does this?
Normally not there. North Dakota, I'll tell you that.
I want yours. 800-228-0550. Jim and Bismarck, John and Minot first to go, and you're right behind them if you call now.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're on the edge of adventure, and we're surrounded. Surrounded by rivers for canoeing, the legendary Lake Sakakawea for fishing, and pristine grasslands for everything in between. We're wide open spaces and an invitation to explore. We're the majestic badlands of Theodore Roosevelt National Park and the beginning of the rugged 100-mile Mataje Trail. We're hiking, biking, horseback riding, and camping underneath the stars. We're Watford City, and we're time out for family fun. We're rib fest and street dances, high school football games, and rodeos at the county fair. We're Watford City, a hometown and a destination. We're the West at its best, because some things never change. Come speak for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com. That's voicesofwatford.com.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
It takes hard work and support to get a farm standing on its own 2 feet, just like it takes a solid frame to make a building last for years. Prairie Post Frame uses 28-gauge metal, laminated posts buried a full 6 feet, along with superior craftsmanship to give you the best return on your investment. Right now, they're offering a discount if you sign a contract within 30 days of receiving the quote. Prairie Post Frame, leading the industry in quality post frame construction. Call Jeff at 701-715-0352 or go to prairiepostframe.ca.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
March through the Dallas area of McKinney yesterday, calling for the firing of a police officer seen in that video. Do they have jobs? Do they work for a living? Yes, I need to be gone today. What do you need to do? I got to go to that rally to try and get that police officer fired. Oh, okay. Here, let me sign this. Is McKinney, Texas, a different planet? My goodness. Anyway, Jim and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
How's it going, fellas?
Good. Have you ever been to a rally calling for the firing of a police officer, Jim, before?
Absolutely not. I have a job, and I have stuff to do, and I don't have time for that kind of stuff. I don't know how these people even have time for that stuff, but the only solution that I can figure out is that resisting arrest or fleeing needs to become a more serious crime, so that when these people resist arrest, like that young lady did in that video, you know, when I'm driving down the road, and that's pretty much the only time I run into any police officers, is because I'm out here on the road, not all the time, but I mean, you know, I don't go to places where I don't invade other people's property, and I don't go to some Twitter-led party somewhere, obviously, but I mean, I shouldn't say nobody, there's just a ton of people that don't respect the police officer anymore. And the only reason they fight back is part of it is because they know somebody's got a camera on them, and I think some of this stuff is staged, but so they're agitating the police officers to make a point, make a video, like you said, viral deal, whatever, you know, make money on some viral video. But they either don't have any respect or they're trying to do something like this for a reason. But like I said, if we don't make resisting arrest or fleeing an officer or whatever they call it more of a crime, this stuff is just going to continue. Because when I'm out on the highway and the policeman pulls up behind me and the cherries go on, I mean, I pull right over to the side of the road and take my lashes because I was probably doing something wrong, you know? Just don't understand it.
It's a head scratcher, isn't it, Jim? Appreciate the call. Thanks for sharing your views. What's on your mind? Tell us at 800-228-0550. John and Minot, go ahead.
Yeah, as far as putting that girl down, I don't know about that. I never seen what she was doing before he put her down. And as far as pulling his gun, I think it looked to me like he just pulled that in self-defense.
But yeah, he didn't. There was a crowd around him. I mean, I really, you know, it looked to me like the other officers, like, hey, we got this, right? As soon as they showed up, they sort of elbowed him and he put his gun away because he had some backup there. But again, his head was down over this girl trying to get her to, you know, stay put. And all of a sudden, there was a big crowd around him, and you know, he just came back up, and all of a sudden, there's a bunch there. Well, you know, again, knowing what these law enforcement officers face, I would have a hard time arguing that I wouldn't have done the same thing. I don't know. And it's all this stuff is really easy after the fact. In this case, pulled his gun, put it back, nobody got hurt, and controlled the situation.
You never know what a bunch of teenagers like that might do either.
Yeah, I see, by the way, the neighborhood has like put up signs saying thank you to the police officers. They're happy about it.
But, that's a good deal. That's a good deal.
But they're fueling this fire in the media of this anti- you know, cop rhetoric. And again, there's all kinds of coverage today of this rally. Hundreds of people calling for him to be fired. I don't know. I just feel an overwhelming urge to let law enforcement officers everywhere, obviously the ones we can worry about are the ones that protect us here in North and South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana, to say, hey, thank you. We're glad you're there, and we know you don't have an easy job. And, you know, it's not a easy time right now for these law enforcement officers. So I think we need to speak out, John.
It looks to me like they're trying to make these policemen so scared of picking anybody up. They won't, you know, they just let everybody go. Let them do whatever they want. Won't pick anyone up.
And what would that look like? What would our towns look like if that was the case?
Yeah, right. But that's what it looks like there's some of those people are trying to do.
John, appreciate you sharing your views. Thank you. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Anyone else concerned about ISIS detaining 88 people for one reason? Because they're not Muslim? Because they're Christian? You watching this? You worried about it? Curious about that today, too. Roger and Bismarck, you're next. What's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. I spent 16 years investigating homicides out in California, I'm a retired law enforcement officer. Moved back to my home place here in Bismarck, or North Dakota, I should say. What you need to do is slow that video down and look at it frame at a time. Watch for the moment the officer puts his hand on his weapon. His attention is drawn away from the girl. His attention is drawn away from the people to his left, or mostly to his left. Watch the man on the right with the blue shirt. He comes in with a blue hat. His hand goes from his side or from his back across like he's reaching for a weapon. If you freeze it there, the man's hand will be directly across the front of his body. Now, law enforcement, we were taught, watch the hands. Your danger's not going to come from anywhere else but the hands. And that officer draws his weapon the moment that man's hand goes across the front of his body. Now, the officers that rush in there, he didn't nudge him to do that. That was a pat on the back, like, good, you know, good job. The moment that the man flees, the officer lowers his weapon, makes it safe, points it towards the ground, goes back to what he was doing, puts the weapon back in his holster, and goes back to doing what he was doing with this young girl. Now, in crowd control, we were trained that you take the most vocal out first. The people that are unruly, you get control of them, and you will gain control of the crowd. So you need to look at it slowly. Freeze it at that particular frame. The one that I looked at on YouTube, it stops at 8 seconds. The whole thing, when you watch the seconds, the officer had just a very few seconds to make a decision. You know, is he going to live or is he going to die? And I would be willing to bet that the man that moved in there that did that gesture is probably a professional, one of your professional agitators. So there's more to this story, but you have to slow it down to what this officer did. The pulling the weapon, I don't blame him a bit. In fact, I applaud him for doing that because, again, an officer has a very few seconds to make a decision, and it's a life and death decision.
But you would say, as someone that knows the business and knows this, what he did was textbook? He did the right thing?
Oh, yeah. Watch. He's using a loud voice. Man, they teach us in the academy from day one, when you move into a situation, the best I can describe it is a Marine Corps drill sergeant. They do not whisper. They do not talk softly. They talk loudly. You want everybody to hear. Yeah, there's some bad language in there. That goes with the turf. So, yeah, I admire the guy, actually. You watch when he lowers his weapon and he walks away, he's kind of like, that's just another day at the job, you know.
Yeah, great info. Meanwhile, there's a rally calling for his firing. Give me a break. Roger, thanks for the call. Great insight from someone who's been there, done that. Appreciate that. Andrew in Jamestown, Jim in Fargo, Bob down in South Dakota waiting to weigh in, too. Coming up.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
PetroServe USA, the folks that help America feel better by connecting our cornfields in North Dakota with our oil fields in North Dakota. And now their corporate headquarters are in West Fargo, North Dakota, the fastest growing city in North Dakota. Move them over from Minnesota for a better business climate. How about that? Welcome PetroServe USA's corporate headquarters to North Dakota. And of course, there's a PetroServe USA near you from Bismarck, Mandan in the west, all the way down I-94. Stop at Seaman Valley City in Castleton, two locations to serve you up in Arthur. They're down in Wahpeton. They're in Bemidji. They're in Grafton now. And of course, all throughout the Fargo, Moorhead, and West Fargo metro area as well. Even Dilworth. PetroServe USA. Stop in. Have the 4 for $4 special like I do. That's four items. Hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 20-ounce soda, two cookies, four items for $4. It's a great deal. I have it once a week at least, and you'll love it. At a PetroServe USA location near you, helping America fuel better.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hey, if you're hauling a tank trailer, listen up. I'll tell you about my friends at Polar Service Centers at Killdeer and Billings. If you need a tank wash, point that rig to the nearest Polar Service Center, mention my name, get $100 off your first tank wash. That's right, $100 off your next tank wash. Why would you go anywhere else, is my question. You can get that great deal at the Polar Service Center in Killdeer, up on the hill on Highway 22, or in Billings off I-90. My trucker friends tell me they love the quality and professional service of a Polar tank wash. Inspections are important business, and they do it right. At Polar Tank Wash, you're going to leave there knowing that you're ready to go. They can build you a tank trailer, they can fix it, they can weld it, they can bring the part to your door, and there's simply not a tank part Polar Service Center doesn't have. That's the truth. From your truck hydraulics to all the parts you use to move whatever you're hauling, vacuum pumps and blowers, gear pumps and more. If you're hauling water, the Challenger pumps are priced at an incredible rate. They got a special purchase of those. They're good for a few more, until they're gone. We don't think we'll get through June on that deal. Polar Service Center, tell them Scott sent you. All right, 27 before the hour. Here's an interesting call that came in during the break.
Yeah, you just had a caller that said that nobody respects law enforcement anymore and that the problem is that, and the solution to the problem would be to increase the penalties for resisting arrest or whatever. Well, he's right. The problem is nobody respects officers anymore, and that's the officer's problem. You earn respect, and you lose respect based on your actions. If they would treat citizens more like citizens instead of criminals, maybe they would have a little more respect. Thank you.
All right, so this caller doesn't think law enforcement officers treat us as citizens with enough respect. Do you disagree with that? Do you agree with that? Let me know what you think. By the way, you can call us 24-7 on our What's On Your Mind line at 855- 200-1776. When you call, press 1 to leave a message. If you have a comment, you just want to leave it. Press 2 to chat with us live on the air. Your choice, okay? I disagree with that caller. Are there cases where law enforcement officers cross the line or treat citizens with disrespect? Sure. But I think that's the uber minority. That's not the norm. Who's right? Him or me? Just let me know what you think. Jim Fargo, you're next on What's On Your Mind.
Hey, yeah, obviously that guy left a message as an Obama voter because this is all being carried out by whoever controls Obama. This is exactly what he wants. Total breakdown of respect for law and order, and he's getting it done wrong. His stenographers used to be called the press. They're nothing but stenographers for Obama. So, I mean, that's exactly what he wanted. Every chance he gets, the top law man in the United States of America sides against the police. So, I mean, this is what the administration's goal is. I mean, people cannot look at it, but if you look at the facts, they're there.
Jim, thank you. Appreciate that. Let's go to Bob in South Dakota next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, this police officer did exactly what he was supposed to do. What everybody is missing is, if you have experience and you work with gangs, when you take, when a member, a gay member takes his cap off and takes that stance, this cop is a survivor. And people don't understand that. And watching, listening to, watching TV this morning on MSNBC, you know, I wouldn't give them the courtesy of calling them ignorant, but I'd say they're all stupid because they don't understand. They don't understand the process. Neither does the public. He's a survivor. He did what he needed to do to survive.
Yeah, I'm completely ignorant on police tactics. You obviously have some experience. Previous callers have as well. And so I'm going to defer to you on this. I would just say, as a novice on this, you only have to watch the video and see, you know, the fact that you have, what, three officers, maybe four, and you have, I don't know how many kids, but they're everywhere. And everywhere you look, you know, the camera swings around a few times, and it looks like, I don't know, a cul-de-sac or something, but there's people everywhere. So, you know, not knowing what you're facing there, of course you're going to secure the situation. I mean, they're trying to get kids to sit down so they can, you know, defuse the situation. And, you know, that's why I say I can't even believe really we're having this conversation and this video is going viral over him pulling his gun and forcefully getting one of the louder protesters to, you know, to comply with what he's asked her to do.
Just for law enforcement in this area, who probably don't have a lot of experience with gangs, when they're making a stop and a guy jumps out of the car and throws his cap down, that officer better be ready to fight for his life. And that's what this officer was doing. And anytime you fight with an officer, there's a gun involved, and that's the officer's. So this guy did exactly what he should have done. He's a survivor. So I just wanted to make that comment.
All right, Bob. It's a good analysis. Appreciate the call. Andrew Jamestown, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning, Scott. Good morning, Todd. Hey, how you doing today?
Good. You?
Not too bad. Say, I was wondering, you know, this conversation is about as productive as having a conversation on bringing back A-Track. and I'll tell you why. You know, the fact of the matter is that we're not discussing an isolated incident. What we're discussing is an ongoing problem that only recently, and because of social media and because of videos and because of people's ability to capture things today, that's the only reason we're aware of it. This is a problem that's been going on for years. It's been going on for years. I talk from experience in another sense that I've had my entanglements with the law, and I know how I've been treated. And I will also say this. There were times it was justified. There were times it wasn't. But what I will say is this. Police officers are our public servants. They're supposed to enforce the laws that we ask them to enforce. White shades of gray are, there's no black and white, there's light shades of gray. I think Scott said that more than a couple of times. Someone said it on the program, and I agree with that today. Was he justified? Probably so. Was he fighting for his life? I don't think so. What I think was, once again, this is social media blowing something way out of proportion.
Yeah, and my what's bugging me about all this, and I agree, you can't put the genie back in the bottle, right? Videos are going to go viral, and there's social media and everything else. But if we can cause people to think and not just, in a lazy-like fashion, join this pile-on against law enforcement officers, we've done some good. And I think that's what's wrong here. I mean, we are indicting police officers just for being police officers with a sliver of the facts. And again, in this particular case, we've heard from people that have experience in this that say he didn't do anything wrong. I'm no expert, but I don't see any gross, you know, wrongdoing yet. Why are we showing this video then over and over and over and over and over again? Why are we indicting police officers for being police officers and acting as though this is the norm that they're just, you know, running around rogue? That's what's bugging me about it.
Well, and you know what, Scott? I would go so far as to say I agree with you in and of the sense that the argument of the good cop, bad cop comes up, and well, there's good ones, there's bad ones. That's all fine and dandy. But at the end of the day, that cop did what he had to do. That cop did what he. Armchair quarterbacking is not going to get us anywhere. The problem is that we need to, as a society, start taking an interest in what it is that our police force is doing. Start taking a look at what you guys have been saying for a couple weeks now, and I'll conclude with this. rather than take a stand just because it's a bandwagon, get informed about what it is you're voicing your opinions about. Obviously, a lot of callers do, but there's also a lot of callers that don't, like this Mike character yesterday. You know, I'm a strong advocate for voter registry in North Dakota. We don't have it. But I think it's easy to say, well, that's not the solution. How do you know until you try? Thank you guys for your programming. I really appreciate y'all.
Thanks, Andrew. Appreciate it. Sue and Mandan, what's on your mind?
I wanted to talk about the respect for the police. This man a little bit ago said they earn the respect. No, no. First, there's the cultural respect for the office of police, just like respect for the office of president, et cetera, et cetera. The office of your parents. You know, we start with that respect. And then they earn it or don't earn it. They lose that respect by being a bad cop. You know, they don't have to earn the basic respect. And that's what we've lost as a culture, is that basic respect.
Interesting point. How? Why? Where? When did that happen, Sue? When did that page turn?
Oh, it's been going all through the 20th century. But I think as we have turned away from the God that we were founded upon, we've turned away from the kinds of respect and morality that this nation was based on. So, you know, as we turn away from God, we just lower all of our standards. I believe if there were no God, there'd be no reason for any standards. And that's where so many of our people are in a vast wasteland, wandering around in the wilderness, not knowing what to do, not knowing that there is good or morality, because they don't believe in God, because people have told them there's no God, etc.
Thanks for sharing your views, Sue, and calling today. We appreciate it. Call again, 800-228-0550. Mark in Newtown.
Hello.
How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Hey, I was wanting to make a comment on that ICE deal. That is just sickening. My point on it is that this is like the Holocaust. Why is the United States doing more? I mean, do you have any idea why that's going on like that?
I don't know. I don't know why we're not doing more as a country and forcefully about it. And I also don't know why it isn't as big a deal in the media. Again, a non-event in Texas is dominating the news, and you have 88 people that, because they are Christian, that's the only reason they are being detained. And we previously know what they've done with two large groups, earlier this year. So we know it's coming.
Say, this is just the last one. This has been going on for quite a while. I mean, it seems to me that this is just another Holocaust. The only thing is now it's against Christians. And is that the reason that our president doesn't take action? This is just sickening to me. As far as the police go in Texas, you know, I wasn't there, and none of us were there, so we don't know what he was going through. I'm sure he has to think of himself first. I hate to be in that kind of situation myself. And you know, those guys do a lot of good for people too. But you know, have you ever watched that show Cops and watched the ways that they do treat and handle people? That Freddie Gray guy there that they killed up there. I mean,
I'm not sure that's one to judge the reality of it, though, Mark. Appreciate your call. We're up against the break. More coming up.
On Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Wondering what your royalties are worth? Well, you need to be in Minot for the National Association of Royalty Owners North Dakota Convention, June 25th and 26th at the Grand Hotel. The biggest names in oil and gas will be there to present the very latest on what's happening in the world-class Bakken. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, Kathy Nesset of Nesset Consulting Services, the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, and the North Dakota Tax Commissioner are just some of the featured speakers. Take the Bakken tour Thursday morning. Take in all the seminars beginning at 1 on Thursday, and don't miss a minute of the information-packed Friday conferences that are scheduled. To sign up, call 800-558-0557. That's 1-800-558-0557. or go online to naro-us.org. The National Association of Royalty Owners North Dakota Convention, June 25th and 26th at the Grand Hotel in Minot.
The right price, the selection you're looking for. Mercedes-Benz, the brand, the safest vehicle on the road. An incredible combination, and one you'll only find at Valley Imports. If you're hearing my voice right now, Valley Imports is your Mercedes-Benz dealer, and they are the best. How do I know? I know the good folks and have for years, decades of incredible service at Valley Imports. Mercedes-Benz is the safest car on the road. The features are absolutely amazing. Safety, your family, your livelihood on wheels, very important. Stop and see the good folks at Valley Imports. They're located in Fargo. You can go online to valleyimports.com or call them at 888-929-9843. Valleyimports.com. Don't see the Mercedes you want, they'll get it. Any model at Valley Imports. Valleyimports.com or call 888-929-9843. 888-929-9843.
Healthy diet and exercise should be a part of any weight loss effort. A small shipping and handling fee may apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for our risk-free trial of Ambrin Complete by calling 1-800-210-4432. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. Ambrin Complete is a unique combination of clinically tested formulas specifically for women over 40. Ambrin Complete helps you balance hormones, relieve hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness, promote energy levels, and yes, help you lose weight, including that stubborn fat. No crazy diets or exercise routines required. Just take Ambrin Complete for 90 days. It's that easy. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Ambrin hotline today. But wait, call right now and we'll give you a 20-day supply of Ambrin free. Call 1-800-210-4432. That's 1-800-210-4432. Again, 1-800-210-4432.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In part today by the North Dakota Farm Bureau, and we get to find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers every Tuesday, courtesy of our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Tyler, who farms up by Candu, shares what farmers do after the crop is planted.
He does.
Yeah.
Here's the problem. For some reason, it's not opening for me. Let me go back and re-download it.
That's inside baseball
Good grief.
A little technical difficulty.
Yeah. It's not my day today.
Oh, while you're doing that, why don't I talk to Andrew and James?
Why don't you talk to Andrew again one more time? Thanks.
Okay. Or, I'm sorry, Anthony and Dickinson. We talked to Andrew.
Anthony.
Anthony and Dickinson's waiting. Hey, Anthony, what's on your mind?
Morning, Scott. Hey, I guess my biggest problem with this issue with this officer in Texas is the fact that I spent 8 years as a police officer, 6 as patrol, my last 2 as a sergeant. From day one, you are taught and trained that your job is to maintain order and to restore it when called upon. You can't meet a threat or a situation with an equal amount of force. You need to be one step ahead, and that's what this man was doing. For everybody that is just going completely crazy in America with law enforcement, I encourage each and every one of them, go fill out the application, complete the process, and join, and see if you can do the job a little bit better. But until then, you have no right to judge. You're not in their shoes. You have no idea what it's like to deal with that job day in and day out. And like I said, I did it for 8 years, and I'm very pleased to say that I found a new career path given the way that America is going in police service.
No kidding. I can't blame you for thinking that way. I mean, my heart aches for these folks that get up every day, put themselves in harm's way to defend us, and being treated, in a mob-like mentality the way we're doing right now. And the media is fueling this fire, without question, which is not unusual. It happens. You know, it's viral. But we could stand up against that and say, whoa, we're not going to go there. Anthony, thanks for your service. Appreciate the call very much. A couple other calls on this that have come in.
Mr. Hannon, didn't President Obama state that he wanted to create a national police force? What better excuse to create a national police force than to be able to say that local police are no longer doing their jobs?
All right, there's a argument that there's a larger agenda at work here. Here's someone who called in with a good experience about one of our law enforcement here locally.
Good morning, everybody, listening from Williston today. My experience about a month ago with a state highway patrol, he pulled me over, checked my paperwork for my truck, and an inspection occurred. Went completely through everything. He got done. I passed the inspection. He put his hand out, and he says, thank you, sir, shook my hand, and he said, have a good day. Well, that's what kind of respect you get from the high patrol, nothing but the best. I did that day. Oh, anybody else has anything worse than I did? Nothing to fear. Have a good day.
You too. Appreciate the call very much. All right, let's find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers, including Tyler, who farms by Can-Do. What do farmers do after the crop's planted, Tyler?
Well, after the crop is in the ground, most farmers are getting ready for spraying. If they haven't already been, usually after you get everything in the ground, you got about 1 or 2 weeks to just basically clean up, getting them tractors, air seeders, and planters getting washed up. And then the spraying season starts right away. Most guys around here have their own sprayers. Personally, I have a family that has a spraying service. I run water for him all summer. Just like every other family on the weekends, you head to the lake as much as possible and some golf in when you can. After that, it's getting stuff ready for the next season, spraying, even getting that harvest equipment out and get ready to go with that.
All right, Tyler, thanks very much. Find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers at ndfb.org. The North Dakota Farm Bureau bringing ag home. Some great bargains there, too, by the way, if you check out the membership benefits page. All right, here is a caller that has a question about some things that are happening on our highways.
Good morning. Hey, guys, on kind of a different subject, I'm just kind of curious. On I-94 from the Montana line up to at least Bismarck, they have all this construction where they're cutting out little tiny squares in the highway, like they're fixing a bunch of potholes. And I really don't understand what the point of that is. I don't see where they're gaining a lot. Usually you just fix the whole stretch of road, not just little tiny pieces. Maybe one of your other listeners could straighten that out for me. And I'd also like to say, too, I'm not in the construction business, but those cones and barrels, they don't mean speed up and fly through there. I mean, I've seen two or three guys just speeding through them work zones, and them guys that are working, we see them as slowing us down, on our daily commute, but they've got families and stuff to go home to, too. So maybe we could all just get into construction zones and just relax a little bit, wave at them, You guys have a great day. Thanks a lot.
All right, no idea to answer his question, but a good reminder that maybe with the busy construction season we have every year, not just this year. It's just ongoing because there's so much going on in North Dakota. We could invite the folks on from the DOT to answer that question and maybe some others as well. So good suggestion, and don't know the answer. If anybody does, give us a ring at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550, and let us know today on the program. Love to know more. Kyle Peterson of Peterson Farms Seed will be in here next. We're going to talk ag, just do a little trip around the region and find out how folks are faring with planting season behind us now this year, and things pretty wet. And any questions you have, welcome. talking ag today on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Did you know you can lose weight by drinking coffee? Well, now you can with Slim Roast, a delicious Italian dark roast coffee with a secret formula inside that cuts appetite, burns fat, and blocks sugar. Thousands of people are already experiencing incredible results. Here's the deal. It works every time, and it will work for you. Order Slim Roast today. It's 100% guaranteed. Want a free sample? Call 877-383-6054. Love to send you one. 877-383-6054.
The Bakken's best trucks are at S&S Motors in Watford City. How do I know? I bought one, and you can too. They have great clearance pricing every day, internet specials every day. Give Brent or Tim a call. They'll take good care of you. Pre-owned 4x4s, great deals. Fords and Chevys, too. They'll bring it to you. They deliver. Plus, they have the full-service shop with Fortex. It'll take care of all your repairs, vehicle maintenance, too. Call Sonia to schedule 701-444-2341. Online at snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors, Watford City.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.